My name is Michelle Price, and I am coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. Now, our show, the very first Monday of the month, always starts with Don Cooper, the sales heretic. And that same first Monday of the month, we always wrap up Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio with Daniel Cohen, our content and copy genius. Well, it is now time for us to learn from Don Cooper, the sales heretic, who has been delivering us stellar sales advice for 3 years now on Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, how to make your value case. All right, Don, what the heck do you mean make a value case?
Well, every product or service has value, and if you want your prospect to buy from you, you need to make it clear to them what that value is. If they're going to part with their hard-earned money, if they're going to spend part of their budget on your product or service, they need to see the value in it. And specifically, they need to see more value in what you're offering than what they're giving up in money. So you better create a value case for whatever it is you're selling. Here's the mistake, however, that too many salespeople and professionals make. They believe their value is in their product or service. That's not the case. The reality is, whatever it is you sell, whether it's tangible or intangible, has no inherent value. This is a critical point to understand. Value is subjective. Value is different for everybody because value is related to the impact of what you're selling, not actually what you're selling. So the value of a car is not the steel and the rubber and the electronics. The value of a car that enables you to get to where you need to go quickly and conveniently. The value of a house is not the wood and the brick and the glass. It's that it gives you a place to be safe from the elements. So that value is different for everybody based upon their particular circumstances, which means in order for you to make your strongest value case, you need to know what your prospect values. And that means asking them questions. And too many salespeople or professionals don't ask enough questions. So they don't know what's important to the prospect. They don't fully understand the prospect's challenges or their goals. So they're just pitching their product or service rather than focusing on what is really, truly important to the buyer. You need to know what they value, what they want, what they need, what they fear. What do they want more of? What do they want less of? Once you understand what they value, then you can make your value case appropriately. And here are four ways to make your value case stronger. Number one, make it personal. Tie the impact of your product or service to their particular problem or goal. Show them specifically how what it is you sell will impact the problem they're dealing with or the goal they're trying to achieve. So, for example, let's say your product can save both time and money. Well, you might have one prospect who's got plenty of money. That's not a big problem for them, but they're really short on time. Time matters a lot. Well, you would focus your presentation on how your product or service saves time, and specifically showing them what kind of time they can save and what kind of impact that will make to their goals. Another prospect, however, might have plenty of time but not a lot of money. Well, to them, saving money is more important, so you focus then on the money aspect and show them precisely how what you sell will save them money and how that impacts their problem or their goal. Number two, use numbers. It's not enough to say, we save you time, we save you money. How much do you save? Do you save $10? Do you save $10 million? How much time do you save? Do you save 5 minutes a day? Do you save 5 hours a day? Put a number to what your impact is based upon what you know of that person's situation or that company's situation. The more numbers you can use, the stronger your case becomes. Because if you can quantify your results, it makes it easier for them to make a cost-benefit analysis. If they're going to spend $10,000, but because of what you sell, they're going to make $10 million, well, that becomes a really clear value case. Don't leave it to them to figure out what the numbers are. Crunch those numbers for them. Make it easy for them. Number three. Use stories. Stories are incredibly powerful. So use stories that illustrate the value other clients have gotten from your product or service. Take whatever it is the situation is your prospect has and relate a story of another client you've got who is in a similar situation. Tell their story, the problem they were dealing with, the goal they had, what they bought from you, and describe in detail the impact it made for that client. Use a story to bring the impact to life, to make the value clear in concrete terms. Number four, ask your prospect for an example of how your product or service would impact them. This is a great tactic to use when you don't have all the information from them. Maybe you weren't able to do a lot of research beforehand, or maybe they've got proprietary information they haven't shared with you, so you don't fully know their numbers. You don't know the details about their goals and challenges. Ask them, once you explain what your product does and how it helps somebody else, ask them, so how do you think this would impact you? What kind of a difference would this make to your manufacturing? What kind of an impact do you think this would make to your ability to serve clients? Ask them the question and let them make your value case for you. This can be even more powerful than anything you say because now they're coming up with their own evidence. And here's an important point to remember. People will never argue with their own opinions and their own data. So remember that value is not in your product or service itself. Your value is in the impact it makes to any given client, and that value is subjective. So find out what they value, and then make it personal, use numbers, use stories, and ask them for an example of how it would impact them. Use those four tactics, and you'll make a strong value case each and every time.
Don, I have to tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you be a part of the Breakthrough Business Strategies radio team these years. You have brought us from zero to 60 so many times, helping us to understand more about what we need to do in the sales process. And I'm really looking forward to what we're going to continue learning from you this last quarter of the year.
Thank you so much, Michelle.